The Cox Plate, the race for legends and heroes.
Farlap is fading away.
Big Red gave a nation hope when it needed it most in the Great Depression. He won two Cox Plates in 1930 and 31. Talick inspired a nation. He made a remarkable comeback in 1960 after 2 years out of the sport due to a mystery illness, and 50,000 turned up to the valley to watch their idol do the remarkable.
The champion's got his head in front, and he'll win it. Talick wins the Cox Plate.
Gunsin's story is some Cox Plate fairy tale. Four bush owners struck a deal and formed a syndicate at the famous old Gundawindi pub, the Victoria Hotel, and then purchased Gunsin for $1,300. At the time, all they wanted to do was win at their local track, but the Gundawindi Grey did a little better than that.
The Great Grey, Gunsin in front, he's too good. What a champion. The crowd roars and Gunsin wins a length of all shots.
Surround is the first and only princess of the great race, but the Cox Plate only has one king.
Grover and Kingston Town flashing, he might win yet the champ. Grover took the lead off, Kingston Town swapping them. What a run, Kingston Town wins it, an extra Grover.
Bone Crusher raced into immortality in 86. But so did Bill.
Now Waverley Star the rails, Bone Crusher the outside, and Bone Crusher races into equine immortality.
Superimpose beat the best of the best in 92, and Bart's best mate wobbled around the turn to win in 96.
Saintly on the outside, Filade strikes back dead heat. Saintly may be a nose, Filade nothing in it.
Just like they did in 67 and 68 with Tobin Bronze, New Zealand fell in love. This time with their queen.
But this is awesome. Back to back. It's all over for Sunline. Look at her go. Down the straight. 8 lengths in front of Referral and Diatribe. She might be the greatest in the world, Sunline. She streaks home in the Cox Plate.
Fred Kersley described Northerly as an old-fashioned champion. He taught us to never give up. Might and Power was also the people's horse. But the head of the Cox Plate monarchy is the mighty man.
Cometh the hour, cometh the legend. Greatness, Weeks has done it. It's equine utopia.
Today is the 100th running of the WS Cox Plate. And while the famous Valley Coliseum will host this year's battle with no fans, the gladiators will arrive to inspire the next generation.
Russian Camelot's coming clear. He could be anything. He's class. Arcadia Queen coming at Russian Camelot. Russian Camelot, Arcadia Queen. Arcadia Queen, first look at 2000, is going to turn.